Thousands in the Sudan Armed Force in Torit rebelled on August 18, 1955. The Torit Mutiny is often considered as the pivotal event that motivated Sudanese in the country's south to struggle for an independent state. Corveto Ataho was one of the soldiers who rebelled in Labalwa village in Torit.
Our plan was to kill Salah because he distributed fake bullets to Sudanese and gave the Sudanese live blood, but unfortunately he escaped. Again, Arabs started arresting our people of Equatorians. Whenever one is arrested, they will take him to the place called Himodonge, the place which they used to bury the people they killed. During this hard movement, I and other colleagues was for a mission in Kapweta, and the fight started in Torit, and the soldiers from Kapweta were all arrested.
Celestio Oliha is another veteran in Torit. He says the Equatorian Corps, which was a division of the Sudanese military composed of 1,000 soldiers, fought because of poor treatment, lack of opportunities, and promotion.
What brought the fighting was because we needed to be free and separate, so we can be happy after getting our country and also to benefit from our land. But now things are not the way we expected. Nothing has changed. We are still here and there. The soldiers have not benefited. That is why they rebel. It is the soldiers that rebel. No civilian can start rebellion. It is all from the same SPLA soldiers.
August 18th is a public holiday in South Sudan to remember the struggle for autonomy and representation. The Torit Mutiny took place in August 1955 in and around Torit and spread to Juba, Yei, and Meridi. The rebellion began when a group of officers from No. 2 Company of the Equatorian Corps, led by Daniel Jumi Tangun and Marco Remy, mutinied against the British administration, which at the time was preparing to end its control over Sudan. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting in Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.